Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has resigned as chairman of Children's Health Defense, CHD, in anticipation of being confirmed in January 2025 as secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. The move severs his legal relationship with CHD. We are grateful for Bobby's past contributions and commitment to children's health defense and to the millions of children harmed by toxic exposures, said CHD CEO Mary Holland. She added, Bobby provided the impetus behind so many of CHD's big accomplishments. While we will miss his leadership, we are proud that he has been nominated to lead HHS. We look forward to all that we know he will work to accomplish as he moves into this powerful government position. In the meantime, CHD will continue our work independently to protect children from toxic exposures and seek justice on their behalf. Kennedy had been on leave from the organization since April 19, 2023, when he launched his presidential campaign. In August of this year, Kennedy suspended his presidential campaign and endorsed then-candidate Donald J. Trump for president, promising to join forces with Trump to save millions of children. On November 14, Trump nominated Kennedy for Secretary of HHS. On Sunday, Trump told Meet the Press that Kennedy will investigate the potential link between vaccines and autism. Kennedy has also pledged to end corruption and the capture of public health agencies. He said, Together we will clean up corruption, stop the revolving door between industry and government, and return our health agencies to their rich tradition of gold standard, evidence-based science. I will provide Americans with transparency and access to all the data so they can make informed choices for themselves and their families. Thank you at Real Donald Trump for your leadership and courage. I'm committed to advancing your vision to make America healthy again. We have a generational opportunity to bring together the greatest minds in science, medicine, industry, and government to put an end to the chronic. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at Robert Kennedy Jr., November 14, 2024. In his letter of resignation from CHD, Kennedy wrote, Due to my upcoming appointment as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, it is with both a heavy and joyous heart that I change my status as chairman on leave and herewith sever my legal connection with Children's Health Defense. Know that it has been one of my greatest privileges and honors to lead this group over all these years. I am confident that the group under your and the board's leadership will continue to do outstanding work defending the health and rights of children. One of my most important priorities is to have the agencies I oversee provide better access to minority scientific and public policy views. I promise you and the members of CHD to bring a new openness and inclusion to the health and science part of the government, both in receiving input from the public and all stakeholders, and disseminating information and the data collected by these agencies. Kennedy co-founded the World Mercury Project in 2016 to end exposure to neurotoxic mercury in fish, medical products, dental amalgams and vaccines and make sound science the driver of public policy. In September 2018, the World Mercury Project changed its name to Children's Health Defense and expanded its mission to include all toxic exposures that harm children's health. CHD's strategy includes four major pillars: science, education, litigation, and advocacy. It was a stroke of genius to broaden the appeal to all toxic exposures and to put the emphasis on children, Holland said. Kennedy led CHD's litigation efforts, including those targeting the repeal of religious exemptions and preserving real medical exemptions. During the COVID-19 pandemic, he initiated a number of lawsuits targeting the censorship of medical information and doctors who publicly advocated for alternative treatments opposed by public health authorities. During his tenure at CHD, Kennedy wrote, The real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the global war on democracy and public health, a letter to liberals, censorship and COVID, an attack on science and American ideals, and the Wuhan cover-up, and the terrifying bioweapons arms race, in addition to many articles. The real Anthony Fauci helped educate millions about the antecedents to the COVID-19 countermeasures and their true impact. Kennedy also created and oversaw the launch of The Defender, later followed by CHD.TV. The Defender was definitely Bobby's brainchild, Holland said. In fact, CHD has been an incubator for many of the ideas that we can expect to see expanded on when Kennedy is appointed as HHS Secretary.